4CTW, mobile.
WW4CTW, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I had a question for you. I probably should ask Gary, but I bet you know too. Are they regularly doing the testing sessions on the third Saturday still?
That's affirmative. It's been like that, I think, ever since I've been a ham, and it hasn't changed.
If they had stopped doing that, same as the in-person meetings because of COVID or not, or if that was a separate item?
Well, they did stop it for a while, but it's been started back up now for, I don't know, 3 or 4, maybe half a year.
And I need to go take my extra test here in the near future, and if I can get to the point where I feel like I've studied enough this week, I may go try to do it this weekend.
Best of luck to you. That's a good accomplishment. Didn't take you long at all.
We hadn't done it yet.
Lady, I know when I was getting mine, I think I went for a year or maybe 6 months from the time I got my general. So I've only taken 2 tests, one that got me my general and the one that got me my extra. But I think it was 6 months to a year before I was ready for my extra. I was so happy I passed the general. I didn't do any more studying for a while.
And on and off as I have time, which, you know, these days time, there isn't much of it. But I got my upgraded to general back at the beginning of September, so it's, you know, it's been a little while, I guess.
That gives you time to let that soak in and absorb some more and prep for your extra. And when you're ready, you're ready. At least that's the way it was for me. When I was ready, I was looking, okay, where's the next test session? Because I'm ready now.
That feeling, but I didn't feel confident enough after going over the extra material for a while to think I was ready for it. It's kind of a different ball of wax. The material covered is very different. The technician and the general share a whole bunch, to be honest, so it was a pretty easy step from one to the other.
One of the questions on the extra that I went out and got me a calculator, $7 calculator. And then I spent some time learning that calculator and learning how to plug in the equations for the test questions. And it was particular, I mean, every calculator, not everyone, but most calculators have their own way of plugging in data. So I spent a little while learning how that calculator worked. And then when I was done with it, that's the only thing I ever used that calculator for was that one test. But it wasn't but $7, so not a big deal there.
Calculator I use here at work all the time, so I'm pretty used to that one. I guess I'll just use it probably.
You use your phone. I know your phone's got a calculator on it, but it's got the ability to remember. I don't know what they do about that nowadays. There wasn't any such thing as a smartphone when I took my test.
Test sessions I've been, they want you to have a separate calculator from your phone. They don't want you to have that temptation, I guess, to use it to look up the answers.
Fair for them, so that they don't have to keep an eye on you. Or do you? They just tell you, don't pull your phone out, leave it in your pocket.
Have your phone on the table as long as it's face down and you're not using it during the test. I think if you were using it for the calculator, it'd be very hard for them to tell what you were doing on it because they'd have to be standing right behind you the whole time, and there's only so many VEs in the room.
Well, what have you used your general license for so far? What are you doing the most of? On the upper side of the bands or the lower sides of the bands?
On 20 meters and up, most of the time, just my antenna setup, that's kind of what it does best on. I've done some 40, haven't done much on 80, but here lately, 2017 have been both really good. Made a good number of DX contacts, working my way toward my worked all states. I actually picked up Delaware over the weekend, which is a tough one to get, apparently, just because it's a small state. I'm probably on confirmed stuff. I'm probably like 12 states away from having it. If I can get the stuff I've already got that's unconfirmed confirmed, I'm only Alaska, Hawaii, and I think like maybe 2 other states now that I got Delaware away from that.
Book of the world for all of that to get your verification.
QRZ and logbook of the world. I usually enter everything on QRZ as I'm operating and then export it to the logbook of the world.
EIF or something like that, that file format?
ADI something. I think it is ADIF. That's right. I've looked at a couple different logging softwares. I haven't really decided which one I want to use yet. But once I do, I'll just do all that locally and have it, you know, copy the logs as I do them to EQSL, Logbook of the World, and QRZ.
And it really heavy. I'm not doing it anymore, but when I was, that's what I had my logger do, was learn how to write that file format out and then just send that file to each one of the different places and do it in real time. So every time I added one, I got added to all of them. It was pretty fun while I was doing it, but after a few years of it, it kind of wore me down.
Well, do okay with me for a while. I don't get to operate for any long periods of time too much. It's usually 30 minutes here, hour there, you know, several times a week when I have time. So I'm guessing it'll stay pretty fresh with me for a while, and by the time that gets done, I'll find something else to do. I've done a little bit of FT8, but it's not something I've done a ton of. I've enjoyed sideband a whole lot more. But you definitely can make some longer distance contacts with the conditions currently on FTA, it seems like.
That is a good protocol for going long distance. And there's new ones coming out every now and then. Not every, you know, not every month, but there are new ones that you got to stay up with. Well, I got to go in here to Fuddruckers and pick up a Swiss Melt. I haven't had one of those in a long time, so I decided to try one of those. I'll be back out in a little bit if you're still there. W4, I can't remember the end of it. W4DJW, be back in a little bit.
OCTW, I'm about to run in the office here and grab some stuff. I'll be back in the truck in a little while. I'll check to see if you're still out there. But 7-3 till then. Thanks.
All right, Tyre, CTW, I got to remember that. W4DJW, clear for now. JW Mobile.
Buddy, WV6Z.
I'd love some lunch. How about you?
Same thing. I heard what you were getting. Man, that sounds good. I haven't been to Fuddruckers in about 2 years.
I hear. It's been a long time since I was there, so I decided to just go see what they had online. And that Swiss Melt looked really good. What you getting?
I went to Northwest Grill in between Marietta and Traveler's Rest and picked me and the missus up some country fried steak and mashed potatoes and collard greens and et cetera, et cetera.
Good too. We get that every now and then from Little Rebel. Country fried steak with white gravy, fried okra, and macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm, good. But that'll fill you up. That's a lot of food.
Oh, I know it. Actually, it's lunch and supper, I believe. Especially this time of the morning, anyway. And I'm not handling this time of the morning really good after our little time change there. I do the retiring and on 80 meters first thing in the morning. I usually get on there about 5 o'clock, but Lord, I was on there at 4 o'clock this morning, and I had to take a nap after I got done with it.
When you get up that early, it's time for a nap before the morning's over. It's us getting up early. How many cups of coffee you go through by then?
Two. I've been, Brandy has restricted me to two because I've been having a little bit of trouble with my heart racing every once in a while and stuff. And for whatever reason, she wants me to stick around for a few more years.
To me, when we were down in Florida, my father-in-law had an Apple Watch, and he said, here, put this on, because I was feeling bad. And he said, you press this button, hold it for 30 seconds. I did that, and it came back and said I was in atrial defibrillation. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that back in August. It led to a triple bypass surgery. So, I went into AFib at work. My heart was racing. I felt like I was having a panic attack, and then I started thinking, wait, I felt all of this stuff before. And it was when I'd had a stent 10 years ago. Two stents put in, actually. But, not good, Dave. I hope you're behaving.
Well, first for me either. I, you know, it's, it went, the first time I felt it is like a few years ago, and then it went for like 6 months and I didn't feel it again, and then it went for like 3 months and I didn't feel it, and then now it's doing it every other week. So she got me one of those watches so I can tell that I've, if I'm in that, and build up some history and then take that to a doctor and find out what we need to do.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a good idea, that's for sure, sir. Well, I'm at an intermittent stop on the way home. I got to run in here, Dave, and glad I heard you in there. And enjoy that Swiss melt. Gosh almighty. You ought to be ashamed. 73, buddy. Catch you later. WVCZ.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. You take care out there, too. Be careful the rest of the way home. WV6Z, W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJWN0TR.
Two more. I've already turned in the neighborhood.
Okay, Dave. My buddy up in Kansas used to have to go to the hospital now and then, and they'd shock his heart back into sinus rhythm. And they also have some medication for that. I think it's a heart valve fluttering or something, but it ain't nothing to mess with. And I like Dr. Gaucher, spelled G-A-U-C-H-E-R down here. He's one of the first ones at the Greenville Hospital System, and he is excellent.
Online, and it said the bottom part of your heart isn't in rhythm with the top part of your heart, the bottom part being the major pump, and the top part being the valve. And when the valves aren't in rhythm with the pump, you're not doing the whole, and that's why you feel bad, because the blood's not really circulating like it should, because they disagree. It's kind of like Biden and Putin. They disagree. Something's got to give. Anyway, I'm in the driveway, Tom. I'll be going to a doctor once I get some data to take to him. But I think it's early enough to where they can do something about it. Anyway, good talking to you. Tell Bernice hello in 0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, I spelled Goucher, G-A-U-C-H-E-R, but it's pronounced Gaucher. You don't like Goucher, I don't think, from what the nurses said. 73's, Dave, take care. It's in 0TR. And by the way, I worked Japan on Sightband last night in the evening. I was surprised. So that's good news. W4DJW in 0TR, clear.
Yeah, Zender, Zeta, Tango, Romeo, this is Kilo, Oscar Four, Whiskey Said. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chandler. I drank a bunch. I got to head down the hall, and I'm sorry, but I can't stay. The wife wants me to go out in the garden here real quick. So you have a good day, Chandler. Send 0TR.
Tom, 73, KO4, WWZ, clear. The caller, NUE, KO4, WWZ. Nothing heard. KI4, DOS, KO4, WWZ. Nothing heard.